Ah, welcome everybody. This is Arnoldo, your host of Tommy's Holiday Camp, every Friday night from 7 till 9 p.m. I'm going to be having Ambrosia Thompson of Recology. We'll be talking to her about Recology. It's the new garbage kid on the block. And so we'll find out its philosophy, what it's doing, what's going to happen here. Been going literally backwards for 10 years in Sonoma County, and it'd be nice to see some forward motion at last in our very, very important garbage and recycling system. I'd like to introduce my guest tonight, Ambrosia Thompson of Recology. Hi, Ambrosia.
Hello.
Well, welcome to Cows.
Thank you.
Bossy and Bessie, that they do want to ask what happens to their manure. We'll get to that.
Oh, I'd love to talk about it.
Well, welcome, and it's very exciting to have Recology here in Sonoma County in Sebastopol and doing it. So there's a lot to go over in it, but just maybe give us a brief history of Recology and how it got to this place, where it is now.
Sure. So about 100 years ago, Recology started out as Sunset Scavenger in San Francisco area. And over the years, they've been slowly kind of migrating north, if you will. So now Recology is in Sonoma County and Oregon, Washington. So we're slowly going in that direction and growing.
The way you get contracts is to, you bid on them basically in various counties and cities. Is that
what Recology does? Yeah. So what happens is contracts come up. Some are 5 years, some are 10, some are 15. It just depends on the city. And when that contract comes up for bid, it opens it up for other haulers to come in and put the money out there. And, you know, whoever bites is they get the bid, they get the contract. So,
right. We've had a spotty history the last decade or so here in Sonoma County, and from the one before, plus the recent Ratto contract. Mm-hmm. Was that 10 years or 5 years?
I think the Rattos were here for, I think it was at least 10, if not more than 10 years. It was Waste Management, then the Ratto group. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So they were here for a while, and I actually worked for the Ratto group for about a year and a half before Recology took over. So very exciting to have the change. And I welcome this company with open arms as they've welcomed me. So,
oh, wonderful. Now, obviously, it sounds like there's a change in philosophy with Recology. Could you give us what that, you know, what is the difference in Recology compared to, say, other companies?
Well, I truly believe that Recology, I like to say Recology practices what they preach. They're not just in the garbage business. It's about diversion, and it's about bringing in the recyclables and the compost and less trash, if you will. Materials that we collect are resources, and we, you know, we strive to find best uses for them instead of taking our natural resources and turning them into things that we don't need to.
Right. Or just putting them in a dump.
Yeah. We don't want to do that. We're really honestly not in the garbage business. We're in the commodities business. Mm-hmm. So my job as a Waste Zero specialist is to get that diversion better, you know, to divert it out of the landfill. We don't want to see Mother Earth being dug up and our valuable resources putting in there to never be used again.
Right.
So,
now I know Recology in San Francisco was given the task of basically making it 100%. You know, where are they?
I almost feel like we need to ring a bell. they're at 85% diversion.
Wow.
Which is amazing for such a big city. And they're amazing. It's just amazing to see what they could do with such a large, actually it's a small city, but with a lot of people.
Right,
And keeping, you know, keeping their streams clean and, you know, keeping that diversion down.
So it can be done.
Yeah, it can be done.
All the naysayers said, you know, it was all impossible, but it can be done.
It can be done. Yeah. That's right.
So where are we now, you know, in Sonoma County?
It's hard to say what our percentage, the diversion is, just because we're still, you know, we're only...
kind of ramping up.
We're still collecting the numbers and we're still building that up right now. So I can tell you in West County, that's my territory, we have 9 waste zero specialists working for Recology, and we cover all of Sonoma County, excluding Windsor. We don't have the contract there. And the city of Sonoma, like the town of Sonoma, we're not in there, but we are the outskirts of Sonoma. So me being in West County, you know, I'm really focusing on schools and educating businesses and ramping up the compost out here. So trying to really saturate the county and really get those diversion numbers where they should be.
Actually, it's all about education, isn't it?
It really is. It's all, that's all it is education. You know, we're getting out there, we're doing events where we're reaching out to the public. You know, we've got our Facebook that we are always shouting out businesses on and you know, when they're doing a good job. So it's important.
Great. No, because there's a lot of people. Just a month or two ago, I had a group called Schools for Climate Change, you know, a group of young kids who have just taken the bit through their teeth, and they're going to all the different school districts and basically making them change their rules and regulations and way of doing business.
Yeah. The schools here I've been working with Sunny Goldbreath. She is a teacher here in the Spassipal School District, and she and I have been working with Annalee High School. We've got them compost service set up there. So they have compost at Annalee High School, and they have kids in the GSE Club and the Earth Club that are, you know, spearheading it. So really, I'm just teaching them how to do it, and they're running it. So it's really neat to see, and it's really amazing to be a part of watching the youth today and their passion and compassion for the earth.
Yeah, they get it. They're not fighting it.
No.
Seems, you know, that's the nice thing. A lot of older people tend to, are fighting it. Let's put it that way.
It's hard to change sometimes, but if you see your peers doing it, it, you know, it catches on. It's contagious. So
That is good. If, you know, I mean, you know this county, you know, it has quite an environmental sensibility to it. And so it only behooves us to, you know, to try and reach to that 100%.
That's right. A project that I worked on last summer was the Barlow Center.
And
I worked diligently and hard and provided education for all the tenants there. But I started that whole area up on compost. I went in and I said, hey, I think you guys would really benefit from this. And, you know, I had to kind of sell it a little bit, but when it caught on, people were really excited. So we're getting that food out of the landfill and we're getting it turned into, you know, more soil or mulch, or it's not going back into the earth where it's not going to do anything. It's going to be made into viable soil.
Excellent. No, that's those type of programs. Well, often businesses are very hard to convince. You know, they, if it touches the bottom line, they don't want to go near it. But
they're worried about the smell. Yeah. They're worried about rodents. And really, it's only in there for a week or maybe a few days, because we'll pick up to twice a week. And out here in West County, we really pushed for another route for the, they call it the front loader, which is 1.5 to 2 yard bins, which are the big metal bins.
Oh yeah.
And we're trying to, you know, get these accounts opened up out here and getting that diverted. So it's exciting.
It is one by one. That's the thing, isn't it? You know, the big thing happened last year was the fires that had to have. What was the impact on Recology with that? Well, how did you get involved?
Well, so Recology wasn't on board yet. We were still the Rattos then.
Okay.
But I can say that Recology, before they took over the Ratto Group, they donated money to the fires, even before they were even in our community. You know, they really stepped up and helped out with what they could. And there's been volunteer efforts, you know, that have helped them out. So it's amazing. And to know that a company I was about to work for cared enough about this community to help out just meant the world. It made me proud.
Right.
So.
Yeah, it boded well, I suppose.
It did. It really did. It was amazing.
Now, any transition is difficult. How was that transition from Ratto to Recology, with clients and the whole equipment and everything? Obviously, that can be quite fraught.
Yeah, it went really well. Myself and Lisa Moore both came over, as well as Cherie Seeley. We came over from the Ratto Group. And having our knowledge of the area and having Recology coming in, already knowing, you know, the garbage company, the hauler aspect of it, it was a good marriage. We all worked really well together, and they were all so welcoming and kind, and it was a really good transition. I was in banking for many years, and I've dealt with acquisitions, and you know, it wasn't as good, but this was great. It was a seamless transition, and it was amazing.
Wow.
It was hard in the fact that I had to learn a new system, but I'll take it.
Yeah. I didn't see any garbage piling up anyway.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, garbage wasn't interrupted. People in the community, I'll wear my shirt that says Recology on it, and they stop me, and they're grateful. Mm. You know, I know that there's probably some out there with issues, but, you know, we're here to help with that. So.
Right. I know some things I've heard, obviously, is the increase in
yes, the
rates,
increase
of course,
in
the
Santa
yucky
Rosa.
Stuff.
Yeah.
What are people getting for that increase?
Yeah. Well, the hard thing is, you know, the cost of living does go up. And Santa Rosa had that contract for many, many, many years. So they were paying under the market. For haulers, you know, it wasn't, it's a really touchy situation. We don't want to charge people more. But the cost of living does go up just like our wages went up. You know, we have a living wage now, which it's crazy to think what I made, when I worked for the Rattos to now, you know, so there's those things. The drivers all got increases. But at the same time, you know, it was something that City of Santa Rosa worked out with Recology when that happens. So I can't really speak for that because I don't know all the gritty details, you know, in the boardroom. But I do know that we're all making a living wage. We have benefits and... so it's good.
Well, and also I think you provide actually more services than Ratto anyway.
So not a lot didn't change, but what did change is there's more waste zero specialists like myself, more educators. We offer a lot of great signage. We have our really great newsletter for all the areas.
Oh yeah.
So, you know, it's we have so much more to offer now, and it hasn't, you know, what we accept really hasn't changed that much. We have increased our compost routes immensely. Like, I'm hitting the ground running right now. I'm signing. I can't even tell you. I signed up probably 20 compost customers last month.
Wow.
So it's a lot, you know, and that's the important part, is getting that out of the landfill. And it's exciting. Right.
It is. No, we all know what happened down at Meacham with the composting business going, being kicked out after many years. And where is it going? How are you doing it? What's happening on that side of it?
So we have to haul our all the compost out of Sonoma County because of the incident that happened at Meacham. And there's four areas that we haul it to. So our commercial routes go to one place, and then the residential or carts go to other places. And you know, the compost facility where the commercial routes go to, it's a a larger facility, and it can break down the compost a little bit faster than the smaller ones that we take the residential to.
So they're scattered in different counties.
They are, yeah. We have one in Richmond. That's the commercial facility. We have one up in Ukiah. I believe there's one that teeters Sonoma County and Napa County. And I can't remember the other one. There's a fourth one. I can't remember it off the top of my head. But, yeah, there's four places that we haul our compost to.
So what is the are we ever going to get it back?
You know, I don't know. Yeah. We're not you know, Recology does do compost. But who knows? Maybe, hopefully. It could happen. I don't know.
Yeah. Because
I'm not hearing any talk about it right now. But as soon as I know, I will share it with you.
Yeah, because I haven't heard. Yeah, it's been quiet for
a while. It would
be
exciting. Yeah. And they are in that business. But, you know, there's a lot of permits that you have to get. And, you know, you have to go through the county and the boards. And
so the various, local neighbors, obviously.
Yeah.
That means you got to haul further distances, vehicles. Is there a program to get to more efficient vehicles?
I'm glad you asked. Why, yes. Our fleet is growing. We're getting, I don't know if you've seen any of our new trucks. They're so beautiful.
No.
They're white trucks with our colors, which are the green and the blue. They are more fuel efficient. I don't know exactly what kind of engines they have. I don't know those details, but I do know that they are kinder to our roadways and more fuel efficient, which is really important. So
on that road.
Yeah. Yeah. And those trucks are a couple hundred thousand dollars a piece. So, you know, we've gotten several, over the last couple months, and they're out and working, and, you know, we'll slowly roll out the new ones. Cause the ones that the Rattos had were very undesirable to be nice. You know, they were ready to retire those trucks.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, good. That's, I mean, somewhere we got to balance that if we, you know, until the politicians get off their behinds and you know, bring it back, allow it to be brought back.
Right.
That's unfortunately the reality.
And I hope it. I hope it can happen for us. That would be exciting.
Yeah. And now, obviously, trash is very exciting when you think of it. When it gets into politics, obviously, the thing of China not taking plastics.
The national sword. Yeah.
What has that done? Where does our stuff go? You know, tell us the worst
news.
Where
is it going? gosh, it's not going to China. I can tell you that. They're tired of taking our garbage because that's what was going over there. What led us to this problem with the national sword is, you know, folks not putting their recyclables and clean. So, you know, leaving the peanut butter in the jar, leaving your half drinks Starbucks in the cold cup in there and dumping it in the recycling, and it's spilling all over that beautiful recycle material, you know, the paper, the cardboard, and other plastics. So they're tired of taking our garbage. You know, we're sending recycling, but it's not. It's contaminated. It's dirty. It's not good.
Yeah, that's education from a very young age. Basically, that's going to come from, hasn't it?
That's absolutely correct. Yeah.
And with all the appropriate receptacles and things in every
the
home
blue,
and office,
the green and whatever color garbage can you want, but. Right now, we've kind of got a pilot program going on where if, you know, you give us a call if you're a commercial business, we can actually come in and we can do an audit and we can take a look at your business and really look and see what the best size compost or recycle receptacle that will best fit your company. Because my goal is to increase your compost and increase your recycling. We don't want your garbage. We want the compost, you know. So my job is to really educate folks and to keep that keep good recyclables and compost out of the garbage. We don't want it in there.
Right. Exactly. And it's nice. We can now put, certainly in Sebastopol, put any type of, food bags or pizza boxes in the thing now. That's was always tough, not being able to just
and
throw
it
away.
It was kind of a back and forth thing. Being at the Rado, when I was with the Rado group, you know, the market changed so often, and it was really hard to keep up, you know, and to educate the public properly and to let them know kind of what can and can't be accepted. Mm. And it was just really great when Recology came in and it was all laid out for you. This is it. You know, it's not going to change unless that commodity isn't, there's no market for it anymore, which, you know, I don't really see that happening. So, you know, the cold Dixie cups and the cold Starbucks cups with no lid, no straw, those, all those things can go in the recycling now. And before, it was a no. So we're accepting a lot more stuff before that we weren't accepting before Recology came in. So,
big thing is straws now. Oh. Everyone's going crazy about straws.
Straws. Yeah, you know, my personal belief is no straws. You know, I go to restaurants and I ask them for a water, no straw. I actually carry metal straws in my purse, so I'm whipping them out at the restaurant. But yeah, straw. There's no place for straws. It's a single-use item. Literally, you only use it once, and then you throw it in the trash. We shouldn't tolerate that. We really should not use a straw if we don't have a reusable one, or, you know,
or reusable,
or use a reusable. And same with reusable or single-use utensils, so plastic forks, knives, and spoons that are only manufactured to use once. Right. You know, we should not tolerate that. We really should bring our own. I have a set of bamboo fork, knife, and spoon that work just fine. So,
perfect.
Yeah, I live this life and I work this life. So
lovely.
It's kind of easy for me.
Well, I want to see that dedication and inspiration. That's the important thing. But yourself, where does your inspiration come?
I actually, I was born and raised into a logging family up north in Willits. My grandfather owned a logging business, and he really inspired me because he logged to make a living, but he also planted. We would go out and plant saplings when he would cut, and he would never clear cut. He wouldn't do it like the big corporations, and he would go out and he would replace tenfold what he took. To me, logging, it's not, you know, it's not very earth friendly these days, but, you know, back in the early 80s and the 70s, it was a way of living up north. And he really cared about the environment even before recycling and all that stuff was a thing. You know, we raised the food that we ate. We grew our own gardens of food that, you know, everything that we had came from the land, and we respected the land. So
not much went to waste, I imagine.
No, not at all. And it's just, it's always been a passion of mine. You know, I've always instilled it in my children, and we would go to barbecues and my kids were really little and they would ask, you know, the person's house that we were at, hey, where's your recycling? I got this, you know, this can to, oh, we don't recycle. And I would get a squished can in my purse when I'd get home and the contents, you know, all over my purse. So it's always been instilled in my family and it's, I'm very passionate about our environment and our world. It's the only one we have. So it's exciting that I could do a job that helps with that. So
that has an impact. You could actually physically see the difference.
That's
right. I mean, that's the beauty of it. Now there's the whole mechanics of, we'll get into the actual containers, but, you know, from when it goes, you know, these big trucks come round and they heave them aboard.
Yeah.
What happens after that?
The trucks that we have, and we get a lot of calls from people saying, you know, the truck pulled up and it grabbed my recycling and my garbage. You know, why are they putting it in the same truck? Well, we have a split body truck, and those trucks, what'll happen is they'll pick up the garbage and they pull a lever and that pushes the garbage back and down one side of the garbage truck. And then it grabs the recycling, puts it in, and it goes into another compartment. Mm. And when the truck gets emptied out, only, you know, one side will open for the recycling. That gets let off at the MRF, the Material Recovery Facility. We call it a MRF for short, MRF. Okay. And there, the recycling is dumped onto the floor. And a big tractor comes and it, you know, it kind of pushes things around. It pushes it up on a conveyor belt. And there, the conveyor belt, it's a whole world. It's so amazing because it's 50% automated and 50% human. Huh. So it starts with, you know, our sorters, really hardworking folks, you know, they're up there, they're separating plastic. They'll put it in one chute or they'll let it go down the conveyor.
And that's all moving. Yeah,
it's
at the time,
it constantly
isn't it?
Moves, and they're sorting so quickly. The commodities go down the belt, and you know a puff of air will push the paper, a magnet will grab the metal, and the glass gets thrown into a chute and broken, and it's crazy how it works, and there's just so many things going on. So and then it gets baled, and then those bales get put onto trucks, and then those trucks take those bales of, you know, plastic or paper, what have you, to the people who are purchasing it.
Right.
And another thing I kind of wanted to touch on a little bit, on our, we've been having a lot of issues lately with needles ending up in the recycling, and, our guys are getting hurt. The guys and gals that do the sorting.
Oh, do the sorting.
Yeah, we've had a couple incidences where, so I just kind of really want to put it out there that there's no place for needles except for in a sharps container provided by your doctor's office. And I think you could even drop them off at any hospital or pharmacy. So yeah, if we can keep that out, as well as broken glass. If you have a glass that's broken, we would just prefer you to put it in the garbage because it could really hurt our sorters.
Oh, interesting. Well, yeah. That end of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. So just kind of wanted to touch on that a little bit. I don't want anybody hurt and it's just not good. Yeah. So yeah. Huh. But yeah, so it goes off and it gets turned into more amazing things. And
it all starts again.
Yep, it all starts all over again. And, you know, that stops us from having to go into the earth for natural resources. We don't want to keep mining for resources or getting oil out of the earth. It just, we don't need to keep doing that.
Exactly.
We need to use what we have already.
Oh, yeah. We got all what we need,
yes,
basically.
Yes, absolutely.
The thing. So, yeah, let's talk about all the different types of bins and what goes in them and who gets them and all that sort of stuff.
So it's really great. Santa Rosa actually got all new bins, and we refer to bins as the big metal dumpsters, if you will. We call them bins. So the big metal bins, Santa Rosa got those brand new, and they're all standard colors. They're gray for garbage, green for compost, and blue for recycling. So there's no confusion. And the same goes for the carts. This gray is garbage, blue is recycling, and green is compost. For the rest of, you know, our customers in Sonoma County, excluding Windsor, we have those available. They go from, the bins go from 1 cubic yard all the way up to 6 cubic yards. And my goal as a Waste Zero specialist is to get you down, hopefully to a 96-gallon cart. Those are the biggest ones that you have at home, and a 6-yard recycling and maybe a 2-yard compost. So keeping that out of the landfill.
Well, and also, obviously, it must save the money.
It saves so much money. Really, my job is also to save people money. And that's how I come into a lot of commercial businesses. I'm not selling anything. I'm saving you money. Really, because compost and recycling is free with garbage service. Mm. So, you know, you can't go wrong with that. And I've touched a lot of multifamily units here in Sebastopol and have gotten them on compost. So it can happen. And then another thing, too, I kind of wanted to talk about was with the commercial customers here in Sonoma County, we're offering free Slim Jims. And those are the slim 13-gallon or maybe even a little bit. I think they're a little bit more than 13 gallons, but they're the tall, slim compost and recycling containers. And all that we're asking is to have one of the Waste Zero specialists come in and do a waste audit for you and try to help you, you know, streamline your systems in your businesses. And, you know, if you own a solar company, you can have compost. You got to eat. You have yard clippings and daycare centers, they need compost. Schools, they need everybody needs compost. So, and again, it's free with your resident or with your garbage service. So you can't go wrong.
Yeah, it's there. And now, one thing we talked about off air was, renters and landlords and that whole sphere is obviously, if there's an absentee landlord, how do you get, you know, get the appropriate garbage service for yourself?
Yeah. So when there are landlords, a lot of times I've noticed here in Sonoma County that most of the property owners, they're not on site or they live in another state and they don't know, the laws here in California as far as compost, and recycling go. So a lot of times I'll have businesses approach me and say, you know, I really want to start compost service here, but my landlord doesn't understand it. Well, I can step in and I can be that voice to explain to, you know, the absentee landlord, why it's important to have this. And most of the time they're very open to it. You know, a lot of the Starbucks, which is really crazy, they've all started compost service. And that came from corporate. So it's really great. You know, we can really work with people and, it's a win-win because if they're going to save money, of course.
Yeah.
It's a positive. So
Bottom line.
Yeah, we can work with them. We can talk to them and we can explain it. You know, just put a call into us or an email into us and we can get that ball rolling.
What is that address and email?
Our Waste Zero department. So it's 800-243-0291. That's our customer service number. The email address is rsmwastezero@recology.com. So that's Recology Sonoma Marin Waste Zero, RSM Waste Zero.
Okay.
Yeah. And if you email us, it'll go, no matter where you're at in the county, it'll go to our whole department and we'll be able to grab if it's our area or not. We go by address. Right. So it's really important that you put your business name and your address so that we can locate the account first and kind of do a little research so that we're prepared for you when we call.
Seems reasonable.
Yeah.
Now, on the other side of it is work. How do people get work at Recology and what type of work is available there?
Oh, gosh, we have so much available. They're advertising drivers, I believe, customer service representatives. There's several other positions. And you can go to our website, RecologySonomaMarin.com, and click on the careers tab in the upper right-hand corner. And it'll give you a drop-down menu, and it'll actually give you all the areas that, not just Sonoma County, but all over.
Oh, okay.
That are hiring. If you're interested in Oregon, you can find jobs in Oregon. We'd like you to stay here, but but yeah, there's a lot of jobs available, and it's a really great company to work for.
Well, that's nice to hear.
Yeah.
You know, as I say, when you start from, you know, a green basis, you know, there's a whole different philosophy going on.
Yeah. They really stand behind everything that they do. It's amazing. It really is. They're a good company. They pay fair wages. They offer really great benefits. And, you know, and hopefully in a year, we'll be employee owned. So that's the goal. San Francisco, there's a lot of Recologies that have been, we have to wait, you know, to see where our numbers are. And then they'll offer us that employee owned opportunity, which I'm really excited about. have vision, I have dental, I have a health savings account. I have all these great benefits that I didn't have before. And I have a retirement plan that is amazing. So not only employee owned, but there is a retirement benefits as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny that, you know, I come from England, and in Northern England, there's an old phrase. It's called where there's muck, there's brass, which means where there's garbage, there's money.
That's right. It's so true.
Yeah.
It's so true. My husband and I were actually having that conversation the other day. It's like job security.
Right.
For sure. Yeah. I like that saying. I'm going to have to steal that.
Indeed. Please do. So the future, it sounds like, you know, they're going to expand some more, high tech stuff. Is high technology coming into it more? Or what's happening?
Yeah, they've already started with the MRF. They're subtly doing new things out there. You know, we get tours as the Waste Zero Specialist. We'll get taken out there and shown new things. But they do use state-of-the-art equipment, and they're kind of starting with bare bones from the Ratto Group. The Ratto Group did put in a new MRF, and it's beautiful. But Recology, they're recologizing it, is what we like to say. They're recologizing it. Okay. And the other side of our building, we're at 3400 and 3417. 3417 is where all of the recycling gets taken, commercial and residential. And over at 3400 is where we're doing all the paper. So they're about to remodel that area. So things are happening, and things are really getting cleaned up and shiny, and it's great. It doesn't smell like a garbage company anymore, which is amazing.
Wow. Yeah, if it smells, that means it's sitting around too long.
We don't want smell.
Indeed, no. Obviously, that smells obviously comes with community. I know you're active in the community. What type of things do you get to do out there?
Oh my gosh, a couple things that I've been working on recently, besides going into the schools and getting their green teams started and their compost started. I got on the Apple Blossom Festival Committee.
Oh, yeah.
So that I could help kind of green that event. I'm working with the Gravenstein Apple Fair to, I'm helping them with ideas on, greening that event, and we're going to be supporting them. And upcoming, we have the Peace Town. I'm going to be getting on that committee as well. We're kind of throwing around some ideas about how we're going to green that event, and how we're going to, Recology is going to get in there and give them the proper containers and for success. Mm-hmm. And I'll be there helping as well. And Sebastopol Farmers Market.
Ah, yes.
There's something exciting going on. So I'm working with, again, Sunny Goldbreath and Carla, who is in charge of the farmers market.
Yeah.
And I've dedicated myself to go once a month through January. Mm-hmm. So I'll put the dates on our Facebook page that I'll be there. And I think Carla's going to put it on the farmers market page. But we're going to have a little sew group coming up. And what we're going to do is we're going to make reusable vegetable and produce bags.
Oh, wow.
So, and we're going to give those out.
Huh.
And we're going to do a bag exchange. So we're going to have people take a bag or leave a bag. So I'll be there June 24th, and I'll be offering information. We're also going to do kind of a little, I'm not going to get too much into it because I want it to be a surprise, but we're going to do an art exhibit with trash. So it'll be fun. It'll be educational. We're going to offer, instead of giving out tchotchkes, we're going to, do a bag exchange, as well as we're going to hand sew these produce bags made with recycled sheets or, whatever kind of material that we get secondhand. We're going to have fun. It'll be fun. So I hope everybody can come out and join us at that farmer's market on June 24th. And then more after that as well.
Wonderful. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that is exciting.
It is really exciting. And I love being a part of, this is my community, Spasspool, West County. So, you know, if anybody has, I don't know if I should say this, but if anybody has, you know, anything going on and, you know, they want Recology involved, get a hold of me.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll see what I can help out with. Advice, you know, direction, whatever it is. I'd love to help out with that.
See, I know you want to talk a bit more about what you're doing on the compost side of things.
Yeah. So right now we're in a really big push to get compost. We want that diverted out of landfill. So we're trying to get as many people as we can set up on compost. And really what that's going to do is save the customer money. 30% of our garbage is organic matter. Wow. It's food waste. And could you imagine taking 30% out of your garbage and putting it into compost and where it's going to be, you know, turned into compost, soil, what have you. And again, I can't emphasize enough, it's free and it's not a difficult process. It's really easy. I do most of the work. I will come in, I will train your staff, or I could train the managers and the managers can train, you know, rest of the staff. The audit meeting, the first meeting when I come in and talk to folks about, you know, how to make those changes, it really is only 30 minutes. It doesn't take that long. So, yeah. You know, we do a quick walkthrough around the business and do a quick assessment and it goes on from there. So really, yeah. it's a really short process and pretty painless.
Yeah.
And you save money. Like, right. I can't emphasize that
And you can feel
enough.
Good about it.
And you can feel good about it, you know? Yeah.
That's huge, I think.
You want to look at your garbage at the end of the day and not see anything, you know? Right. We don't want to see anything in the garbage. So,
wouldn't that be lovely that we could literally get rid of our garbage cans?
It would be nice. Stop putting garbage in Mother Earth and reuse it. Why not?
Exactly. And as you were saying, obviously, Recology is adding things to their, you know, to their quiver of their bow, basically. To make things better, it sounds like.
Yeah. So I mentioned earlier the new trucks. Recology. I have resources now that I never had before, and that really makes my job a lot easier, more enjoyable. And I feel like I share things with people. I don't, you know, it's a shared feeling. I'm sharing information, you know, I'm sharing my knowledge of diversion. And it's really exciting. You know, I didn't have these resources before. And if I need something, you know, they're really receptive to it. Or if the community needs something,
they're open to it.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. There's not, you know, it's an open door policy and it's a beautiful thing. So.
Great. Well, you know, help make Sonoma great. Let's put it that way.
I love it, right?
Starting from the bottom.
Literally.
But it's all based on the foundation. Anything good, isn't it?
That's right. Yep.
You know. So how can people contact you or get more information or complain? Or
complain? Well, that line's border. No, I'm just kidding. you know, our general... customer service number is 800-243-0291. For me in West County, I service pretty much Sebastopol, the west end of Santa Rosa, all the way to Sebastopol, Guerneville, to Jenner. Mm. So this is a big wide sweep. And Point Arena. I just visited Point Arena at the beginning of May. So, that's my territory, and I'll be happy to give my email out if your business or multifamily unit. I don't really help residential, but that's what customer service is for. But I really push for the commercial and multifamily units. But you can contact me at thomson@recology.com. Or again, if you're in another area of Sonoma County, excluding Windsor, you can contact our group email at rsmwaste0 at recology.com. And also a good resource if you don't know what goes where, a really, really good resource is going to our website, which is recology.sonomamarin.com. And we have all of our, you know, our posters on there, really great pictures of what goes where. We can also provide stickers for receptacles. And also, too, I wanted to kind of talk about this, too, a little bit with the compost. We're now accepting Kleenex.
Oh.
Paper towels.
Oh, wow.
So those things can now go into your compost. So all the businesses out there where there's a restroom that people frequent, like the wineries, the Barlow, any place, restaurant that has, you know, paper towels still,
right.
It's really important to try to get one of those green Slim Jims into the bathroom, and I can provide you with a sticker that says paper towels only. Yeah, we have lots of good resources for folks, and I can't emphasize enough our website. That's where you can find a lot of good information. And if you can't find it there, we're also here for, you know, for a conversation or questions.
Well, thank you so much, Ambrosia Thompson of Recology.
Thank you.
It's great to have you here and working for us.
Thank you.
Appreciate
I'm happy
it.
To be here. And this is my community, so it can't get better than that.
Yeah, it's not somebody in New Jersey or something doing it. Yeah, it's wonderful. Well, thank you so much
thank
for coming
you.
In. And we'll have updates as we go and see what's happening.
Sounds good. I'm happy to come back and, you know, if there's any pressing questions that your listeners want answers to, call me.
Okay. It's a deal.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ambrosia. Yeah.